This is HPR episode 2280 entitled Lenovo X61s Part 2, and is part of the series Hardware Upgrades. It is hosted by Tony Humack at ODH1212 and is about 9 minutes long and carries a clean flag. The summary is a description of living with the X61s for almost 2 weeks.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by anhonesthost.com. Get 15% discount on all shared hosting with the offer code HPR15. That's HPR15. Better web hosting that's honest and fair at anhonesthost.com.
Hello, HPR. This is Tony Hughes again from Blackpool in the UK. A couple of episodes ago, I was talking about Lenovo X61s and particularly running Watt OS on these machines and how this might bring them back to life. During that episode, I talked about possibly upgrading the X61S up to SSD. So after that episode, I went online, had a search around, and found a Drevo 120 gig SSD. Initially, I looked on Amazon, but it was cheaper to order it from eBay, and I managed to pick one up for £40. I'll put a link in the show notes to this particular SSD. Basically, this is a very nice little cheap SSD, but you wouldn't know it. So anyway, I got hold of the SSD, installed it into the Lenovo, and duly installed Watt OS onto it. While Watt OS did everything you'd need of it as an OS, it was absolutely fine on the X61. I was a bit disillusioned with the amount of configuration needed to get all the software I wanted to use working. And it was definitely not noob friendly. So I had a look around for other Linux distributions and I came across Linux Lite. And again, I'll put a link to the show in the show notes to their webpage. I had a look at this and I thought it might be a better choice, as it says it's aimed at new users. And being based on Ubuntu, the same as Watt OS, it's a familiar beast. So I duly downloaded the ISO and installed it onto the X61. And as soon as the updates were completed, I looked at the installed software. And it's definitely a lot more comprehensive, but not at the expense of being lightweight. You get LibreOffice, Writer, the PowerPoint replacement, and the spreadsheet out of the box, which you didn't with Watt OS. And you get a few of the codecs that you didn't with Watt OS as well. When I had a look around, of course, Audacity wasn't installed, which it wasn't on Watt OS either. So I installed Audacity, but that's all I did. I just picked Audacity and installed that. And when I went to start it up, it actually fired up and worked out of the box, which when I tried that on Watt OS, I had to go back in and configure a load of stuff and download some more audio stuff for ALSA and I can't remember what it is now, but anyway, it didn't work straight away, so that was refreshing to find out that Audacity worked at first boot. Linux Lite takes about 300 mega RAM, and even after opening a word processor and using Firefox at the same time, RAM usage is only around about 700 megabyte, which is a bonus on a machine that's only got 2 gig installed on it. So I had a play around with it. Since I installed it and the SSD, the battery life on the machine has gone up to well in excess of 4 hours and probably in excess of 5 hours. I'm currently on battery at the moment and I haven't charged the battery up, and I've been using it all day today, and I've still got 1 hour 29 minutes left, so I've probably used it pretty consistently for about 2.5-3 hours today, so that would suggest a battery time of around 4.5-5 hours. That's using the extended battery, which is an 8-cell 63-watt battery, which came with the machine. And considering it's 10 years old, it's actually not got too bad a battery life on it. So I've been playing around with the machine now for about 2 weeks, doing HPR episodes, recording HPR episodes, uploading them to the internet, and writing the show notes in the word processor, and everything is working fine. I've also practiced processing a photo, a JPEG photo image that was around about 10 gig, and that was fine as well. So it's a very, very capable little PC. Very happy with its performance, even when it had the 8 gig spinner, but now with the addition of the SSD, it's improved the performance and the battery life to the extent that I'd be happy to take it on the road as my only PC. And for the purpose of writing the review, like I say, I've actually been living with the X61S for nearly 2 weeks now, and although I have its bigger brother, the X230i, with an i3 processor and 8 gig of RAM, I've not really missed that. I've not felt, well, I've got to go and hunt that out because I can't do what I need to do on the X61. In fact, at one stage I was going to record a show using that machine and found out that the audio jack in it is a composite audio jack, and my headset, which requires separate mic and headphone sockets, wouldn't work with it. So I had to use the X61 there anyway. So that's a tick for the X61. So in conclusion, I would suggest you could use it as your own machine for taking on the road and not worrying about too much about if it got dropped or lost or stolen or whatever. For the kind of cost, in the show notes at the top of the page, I've actually put what this actually cost me, and what you might have to pay if you were going to buy it off the internet on eBay or something. But for a machine that you could pick up, even if you haven't got an auction near you, for £100, it's a cracking little machine. And even more, if you've got a family with a couple of kids and you're looking for a laptop for them to do the homework and, you know, surf the internet, watch a bit of YouTube, obviously having enabled parental controls to stop them going where they shouldn't, then I wouldn't look any further, really. And then, like I said, if the kids break it, you've not lost a bundle of dosh. So if you're looking for an older laptop, you don't want to go out and spend, you know, a few hundred dollars or a few hundred quid in the UK, I would look for a second-hand Lenovo X61S and stick an SSD in it, or try and get one that's already got an SSD installed. Anyway, that's my review of the X61S, and, you know, using it as a real-time computer for everyday use. Thanks, Hacker Public Radio listeners. I'll be back soon with another episode. Bye for now.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HBR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.